In 68, when I was just a kid, someone might have told me, don't know if they did, about a festival down a little country lane, with the Move, Pretty Things, and Jefferson Airplane. And Fairport Convention rocks the night on the Isle of Wight. Did you feel all right? I didn't go, I was just a kid, but I heard 10,000 people did. '69 and the festival's back. Sunshine, tents, mud, speaker stacks. Tom Paxton, Joe Cocker and the Moody Blues. Julie Felix and Free and the Who and Bob Dylan rocks the night on the Isle of Wight. Did you feel all right? I didn't go, I was just a kid, but I heard 100,000 people did. Roll on to 1970. Well, they tore down the fences, now the show was free. ELP, Procol Harum, Joan Baez, Hawkwind, The Doors, Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, Tiny Tim, and Jimi Hendrix rocks the night on the Isle of Wight. Did you feel all right? I didn't go, I was just a kid, but I heard 500,000 people did. That was it, they said, it's all out of hand. They changed the laws of the land, they got the festival bans. It was the end of the show, so I didn't go. The festival's back now, but I didn't go. Didn't have a ticket, hadn't got the dough. And I don't know if I could still rock all night, though it sounds pretty good from the road outside. But I went back just the other day to see where Dylan and Hendrix played. There's nothing much there now but fields of hay. But when I closed my eyes, it was like yesterday, and I could feel the crowd sway. If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. When that was happening, I was still at school, but I thought it was pretty cool. Mom said I was an impressionable fool, but I became a hippie in my heart. Then I had to go to college, was a bit of a bore. Flares were right on, so that's what I wore. But I didn't do the drugs, it was against the law. Though I was a hippie at heart, and I'm still a hippie at heart. Got the music in my soul, refused to grow old. Still on my way to San Francisco Bay, and still a hippie at heart. I had to get a job Monday to Saturday. The hours were lousy and so's the pay. But I played my guitar all day Sunday, 'cause I was a hippie at heart. Then I got a good wife and a sensible car, or the other way round, well there you are. Into the loft went my flares and guitar, but I was still a hippie at heart. I was still a hippie at heart. Got the music in my soul, refused to grow old. Still on my way to San Francisco Bay, and still a hippie at heart. To the kids I was just plain dad, a little bit old and a whole lot sad. They didn't want to know about the dreams I had, though I was a hippie at heart. Well, the kids grew up and I worked to the bones to pay for their rent and their student loans. They repaid me with grumbles and moans that I'm just a hippie at heart. Dad, you're just a hippie at heart. Got the music in your soul, refused to grow old. Still on your way to San Francisco Bay, and still a hippie at heart. to the festival the other day. I still can't believe how much I paid. I'd never heard of any of the bands that played, but I had a ball with them all anyway. I was apprehensive about how it would be when I moved to the island, only to see there's a whole bunch of people just like me, all hippies at heart. Now I found my place, I'm home at last, among my sort of people and having a blast. Living 50 years in the past and still hippies at heart. Yes, they're still hippies, hippies at heart. Got the music and the soul, refuse to grow old. Still on their way to San Francisco Bay and still hippies at heart. Are you still a hippie at heart? Got the music in your soul, refuse to grow old. Still on your way to San Francisco Bay and still a hippie at heart.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and we've just played two cracking tunes from Mr. Steve Love. They were a festival song, The Story of the Isle of Wight Festival, and Hippie at Heart. Before we go any further, we've got to welcome the man himself. Steve Love, hi, how are you?
I am good, thank you very much indeed, and great to be back.
Well, it seems like it's been an eternity since we last sort of spoke. I know you came in roughly around about a year ago, and I know that we've kind of, I don't know, we've liaised a few times via email, trying to set things up and so on. And I know that, you know, we've obviously been hampered with a few things going on, mainly COVID-19. But how are you coping? How are you bearing up?
Yes, it's, I think it's last time we spoke, we didn't expect all of this, did we? Well, I got locked down like everybody else, and the very first thing that shut down was the music scene, of course, because the island has a terrific live music scene, which Vectis Radio, you know, covers nicely when it's there. But all my gigs got cancelled, all everybody else's gigs got cancelled, all the pubs and bars and cafes and restaurants and gardens and parks and so on all got closed. So it's looking like it was going to be a rather bleak old, well, spring, summer, year. We didn't know. It's starting to emerge now. I've been making a sort of list of all the places that have popped up where little bits of live music are going on, and I'm very happy to run through that list with you, if you like. Not all me, of course.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we go any further, we've just played two lovely songs. Festival song, Story of the Isle of Wight Festival, and Hippie at Heart. Do you want to tell us about those tunes?
Yeah, I love the festival song. I know I wrote it, it's my song, but you can love your own song, I think. I just think the story of the Isle of Wight festivals, 1968, 69 and 70, and the people who set them up and ran them from the island. And this was absolutely groundbreaking stuff. Nobody had done this in this country before, and they've written books about it, which I've read and bought and so on. So I put the story of the 1968, 69 and 70 festivals. The first one, there was just 10,000 people there in a field in God's Hill. The last one in 1970 had Jimi Hendrix and, you know, if you're that age, pretty much every pop, rock, folk, singer, performer, band you've ever heard of was there. Absolutely fantastic. So I did a song which tells the story and name checks some of the greatest performers, Bob Dylan. And it was brilliant because back in 2018, which is the 50th anniversary of the first of those festivals, I actually got to play that song on stage at the 50th anniversary celebrations. It was the opener to a lineup that included some of the original artists from 1968. So it was one of my greatest music nights ever. So every time I play that song or hear it, I remember my own festival night a couple of years ago there with Arthur Brown, the Crazy World Of, for that, remember him. Ashley Hutchings from Fairport Convention, The Pretty Things. It was a great night, and that song reminds me of it all.
Well, do you know what? You've had a brilliant year, because I'll say there's lots of things that you've done. Obviously, you appeared live on Vectis Radio last year. You've just done, you talked about festival last year, and you did the beer and buses thing as well.
Yeah, it was all set up nicely. Did a lovely slot on Vectis Radio. Thank you very much, Ian. I enjoyed that. I got to do the song that launched the Island Beer and Bus Weekend back in October. Managed to get all 92 participating pubs and 18 of the buses all into one song, which took some doing. Then it all came to a stop, except that I didn't feel it should come to a stop. So at the height of the lockdown back in April, I was there doing my front garden concert for all the neighbours. There was a great turnout. They couldn't go anywhere else, really, was there? So did a couple of those. And then tried to sort of just keep people's ends up. I turned out a new song every week for the first couple of months of the lockdown, about various things like not being able to get your hair cut and not being able to go to the shops and not being able to play music anywhere, each one with a nice little video to go with it. And those racked up over 100,000 views on Facebook, which was a bit of a surprise. But now it's really a case of getting back in gear and being ready, because there are some events taking place over the summer. And if I'm allowed to mention my CV, my CD...
Of course you can mention your CD.
Use the lull to finally get around to putting all my songs, all my favourite ones, onto a CD called Isle of Wight Girl and 19 other original island songs. It's all just me. There's no session musicians or engineers or anything like that. We were all locked down. But I've got 100 other things. I'm down to my last 60 already. So I shall be out... everywhere I can get to, gardens, festivals, busking in Ryde, I go on Saturday mornings, and try and make up for 4 or 5 lost months of music.
Well, look, I don't know where to start, but can you talk us through your garden gigs?
Yeah, there were, if you remember, sort of, it feels a long time ago. It wasn't really, it was only a few long weeks ago. When the lockdown first came down hard, so what is it, 24th of March, something like that, the shutters really did come down. And I saw on the internet one or two people on Facebook doing sort of gigs from their front door, or in Italy they were all on their balconies, weren't they?
Yeah.
And that was actually very, very moving. I was quite touched by the Italians all singing on their balconies. I thought that was fantastic. I sort of wanted to be there, but obviously knew I couldn't. So did the next best thing. Unfortunately, I've got a nice patch of grass out the front of our house, and I've got all the PA and equipment and speakers that was clearly not being used because there was no gigs. But it was very good. I went around all the neighbours, socially distanced, kept 2 metres distance, asked them all if they'd mind, because the last thing I wanted was any complaints. And nobody minded. So I set it all up, and... I kept it just down to 50 minutes because I didn't want too many people sort of outdoors for too long. But it was great. I'll check the weather as well because you're never quite so sure. But chose a good day, and it was very touching. There were people out. They'd all brought their chairs out and their folding chairs and their camping chairs. One or two having a picnic. Across the road from me, there's sort of a stretch of grass where people could walk down and just sit on. So it went really, really well. I was absolutely delighted with it. People tell me the sound was clear. There's an oldish lady. I say oldish. She's only 90, so not very old.
Middle-aged.
Late middle-aged. who I was particularly at that stage trying to take care of because her only relatives live on the mainland. So I was trying to look after her shopping and her prescriptions and things like that. So she was obviously very isolated. So I turned one of the speakers to sort of go carry the sound all the way to her. And she came and sat on her front garden. So I gave her a wave and dedicated a song to her. So it was absolutely delightful. And I did it again a couple of weeks later. I had visions because more people came to that one. People sort of, I think word had got around. So there were some people using their hours exercise to come and walk down the street and sit on the grass. And I thought, I'm pushing it a little bit here. I don't want to go on for too long. I wondered whether to sort of carry on and see if the police would come and shut me down. Because you know that bit in the Beatles, Let It Be, where the police come and stop them playing up on the roof of the Apple Studios. Well, I thought that'd be quite cool, actually. But I thought that's not been very responsible. So... No, I shut it down after 50 minutes. And I've not done any more since then because people have been able to get away a little bit and get out a little bit. But it was just such a fun thing to do. So I don't feel too robbed of the music scene because I'd never have done anything like that before. I'd have never got around to doing the CD before. So it was bad, but not that bad.
Well, many people are saying that they've used this time to do X, Y, and Z. And I mean, you know, in some cases, people don't have that ability to do. They're just doing whatever they need to get through, which is fine. But I mean, you've done something here that's incredible. You've taken your music outside and you've communicated with a whole load of people and probably put a load of smiles on people's faces. And you've drawn attention to yourself for all the right reasons, which is fabulous. And we're going to talk more in part two about you setting up a virtual music scene, which it sounds fascinating. And I know, you know, a few people have done this all over the world, and it's just a brilliant thing. But yours is like local. It's right here, right now. And this is replacing what was, you know, in place that obviously we couldn't have at the time. So we're going to talk about that in a wee while. But just tell us where we can get hold of your CD.
The easiest way is probably via Facebook. If anybody just goes on Facebook or just on the internet and searches all one word, Steve Loves IOW, Steve Loves IOW, up will pop my page, and then they can message me, and also they can see all the all little songs and videos that I sent out all over the world. But Steve Loves IOW, it's only a fiver, so it's 20p a song. But that's the place to find it.
And you're such a happy, jolly fellow. You, honestly, it comes through on the music as well. The lyrics will have you having a chuckle, and you'll be sort of tapping your feet, and you may even sing along. If you've heard the songs enough times, you will sing along. They're very, very catchy. So, I mean, you're always a happy-go-lucky fella.
No, only when I'm talking to you.
Right, okay. Now, look, we're going to take a musical interlude. We're going to play a couple of songs, and the first one being Isle of Wight Girl. Talk us through it.
Yeah, that's the title song for my CD. And it's my favourite song at the moment, the favourite sort of style moves around. It's a bit of a folky style. I spend a lot of time with the Isle of Wight folk musicians, and they're a good laugh, but their songs tend to be gloomy. I don't know what it's about folk songs. People die and have, you know, sort of lose their true loves and so on. So I tease them a bit by telling them that nobody dies or loses their true love in any of my songs. So this is a song about somebody finding their true love through a sort of roundabout route. My wife thinks the song's about her. It actually is, albeit not a bit of it is true. But, yes, it's a story of... you know, boy finds girl or girl finds boy. So it's the old story, but told in a different way.
And here's the song.
It was in a small bar in Australia, on the far side of the world, I met a lady who told me that she once was an Isle of Wight girl. She told me she came from the islands, but she wanted to go see the world. So she picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. She picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. She told me she saw Jimi Hendrix arrive at that festival down Afton Way. She said, so I've seen him play live and it feels like just yesterday. Have you seen that photo? It's been everywhere. They show it still on the TV. That girl with no clothes on and flowers in her hair. Well, I'm pretty sure that that's me. And she told me she came from the islands, but she wanted to go see the world. So she picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. She picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. She asked me how's life on the islands. That floating bridge, is it still there? I said it's okay, but you now have to pay. If it's working, that is, which is rare. She asked, does it rain? I said, now and again. Did they build you that tunnel? Not yet. Are they fracking the island? I said, let them try and let's see what reaction they get. Well, she told me she came from the island, but she wanted to go see the world. So she picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. She picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. She asked how our towns are all getting on now. I said buildings stand empty and spare. Our ice rink and theatre and library closed down. There's charity shops everywhere. It's starting to feel like we're down at heel. It seems like we're out of our luck. And believe it or not, now we have got a Burger King, Asda and Starbucks. Well, she told me she came from the island, but she wanted to go see the world. So she picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. She picked up her pack and she never went back when she was an Isle of Wight girl. T'was in that small bar in Australia, on the far side of the world. I asked that lady, the one who told me she once was an Isle of Wight girl. I said, won't you come back to the island that you left to go see the world? Well, she picked up her pack and said, I'm coming back, 'cause I'm still an Isle of Wight girl. She picked up her pack and said, I'm coming back, 'cause I'm still an Isle of Wight girl. She picked up her pack and then she came back, and now she's my Isle of Wight girl.